Oh, he's taking pictures now and a recording.
8:30 on the clock, we'll call to order the Gage County Board of Equalization, Wednesday, March 19th, 2014. The meeting act is posted on the southeast corner of the wall. Attendance by observation. Jurgen, Cyril, Dorn, Bauman, Lytle, Byer, Setzer. First thing is, Lytle is not here. Sorry, let me strike that. Jurgen, Cyril, Dorn, Bauman, Byers, Setzer. Lytle is currently not here. First thing would be to approve or disapprove the agenda as presented.
I would move to approve the agenda as presented.
Moved by Byers.
I'll second.
Seconded by Setzer. Discussion. Vote. 6-0. Next, approval or disapproval of minutes of the previous meeting.
I would move to approve the minutes of the previous meeting.
Moved by Byers.
Second.
Seconded by Dorn. Vote. 6-0. Comments from the public, requests for future agenda items. 8:31, Gary's here. See none. If somebody comes in, obviously we'll go back. Need a motion to open up a public hearing to approve or disapprove a tax exemption on vehicles owned by nonprofit organizations, Mosaic and River of Life Church. I need a motion to open up a public hearing, please.
I'll move to open the public hearing.
Moved by Setzer.
Second.
Seconded by Hill. Vote. 7-0. We're in a public hearing. Basically, these two vehicles, Mosaic and River Life Church, both are signed and approved by the treasurer's office. Mosaic's got a van. Yep, looks like it's a van, too. Is that right? A couple vehicles.
$5
and
$260.
You want to see those?
Couple vehicles.
Where's the River Life Church located at?
Waymoor.
Waymoor?
Okay. Any more discussion? Need a motion to close the public hearing?
Move to close the public hearing.
Moved by Setzer.
Second.
Seconded by Dorn. Vote. 7-0. I need a motion to approve or disapprove the tax correction slips for Mosaic and River Life Church for vehicles, tax exemptions.
I would move to approve.
Moved by Byers.
Second.
Seconded by Hill. Any further discussion? Vote. 7-0 to approve. Next, approve tax correction slip number 9 or disapprove tax correction slip number 9. This would be in addition to the tax rolls of $1,598.12. Everybody get a chance to see it. The motion to approve or disapprove.
I would move to approve.
Moved by Byers.
Second.
Seconded by Setzer. Vote. 7-0 to approve. Lorene.
Well, I'm not prepared because I didn't know I was doing this board meeting today. However, today is the day that we have to do. We've been working hard, you know, to make sure that everything's in compliance with the state, and today is the day that we have to do our report to the state, the abstract, to get it up there so they can really look at it to make sure that we're all in compliance. Is that right? With the state, you know, making sure our ag land, you know, is in the right range and our residential and our commercial. So we've been working hard on that to get that all done, and today I'll go into the report and up to the state. We electronically file that, so that's what we've been doing mostly. I don't know. I wasn't prepared. Patty, help me out.
Basically, that's it. That's what happens, and then what they do is kind of like a report card. And a few, I got to come over here. No, this is fine. Come over here. What they do is they take our evaluations then, and they look at them, and they determine whether or not we're in compliance. And so we've been working back and forth with our liaison on the phone and everything else. So it's kind of like sitting and waiting for a report card to see what your scores are going to be. So I think we got everything in. You know, of course, Agland's the biggest hit. I don't want to sound like a broken record, but that's kind of the way it is. Last week we had a really good meeting at Mahoney about with Larry Dix. I don't know if you talked to any of the board members, but we had a good meeting about some of the legislative bills we've been watching. And as a Southeast District group, we have a really good gal. Her name's Marilyn Hadlicky from Seward County. And when we find things that are really disturbing to the assessors or to what we think, are, you know, the bill's not written as according to what, you know, we think should. And, I mean, that's just our opinion, but those are the bills that we watch on behalf of the counties. It was kind of interesting because John Cannon, who's the attorney for the state of Nebraska, with Ruth Sorensen up there, says we have what they call a legislative branch, an executive branch, and a judicial branch. The legislature makes the laws. The executive branch carries them out, and the judicial branch tries to figure out if what we've done is right or not. So it was an interesting way to put it, I guess. So I don't know where the 65% on ag is. As far as I know right now, it doesn't look like it's going to be successful, but that's kind of what, you know. And it's interesting. I don't know if any of you guys have ever watched it online when they are doing the hearings, because you can stream in through to watch it, and you probably have Matt, but yeah, we watch some of the testimonies and stuff. And assessors are trying to pass, with the appraisal board, a mass appraisal distinction because we're running out of credentialed appraisers. And so what has to happen then is the individual with the county that's doing some of the valuation work has to be made a county employee. So even if it's part-time or whatever. So we're trying to get a designation of mass appraisal versus fee appraisal, because that's a big, huge, you know, difference. So that's not going over very well. So that's about it. Taking homesteads, taking personal property, and the big one today is finally on the abstract, when hopefully the computer will get it up to Lincoln with the help of her.
And you might explain to the board why we had a different person presenting this morning.
I just felt that she might want to do her last board meeting. She was she's been by my side since 1979. I started in March of 78, so she's 6 months.
No, year.
A year? Okay, year and 3 months. I can't calculate. I'm the assessor. So we've been here a long time. You know, we've seen a lot of different things transpire over the years, and it's going to be hard. She was a real asset to me when the last 4 or 5 years when things weren't going so well for me. So, and I appreciate that.
She's retiring.
She helped me, and that we're going to do in just a little bit, right?
Mm-hmm. I hope. 35.
Well, yeah, because I've been here 36, so you're 35, right? Almost. We'll be in July. So we're kind of part of the fixtures of the courthouse, I guess. Denny comes and goes. Back in 78 when I started, you were on the county board. But then you took a break and went to Lincoln and came back. So yeah, so I just thought she might want to do one last board meeting for me. So I was just a surprise for her this morning.
But we appreciate all you've done very much.
And I think we're going to have a little something just in a little bit. So yeah, that's kind of unless anybody has any questions for me.
Yes.
When will the state notify you that of your valuations, okaying them or whatever?
Usually in April. What they have to do is testify. Well, what they do is write reports and opinions for all 93 counties. And then if I'm not in compliance, I have to do a show cause hearing, which I have to go up in front of the county, you know, Turk. And usually what's been happening, because they're so overloaded, is that Ruth, the tax administrator, she pretty much calls the counties in or out of compliance. But we have a good working relationship with our liaisons in that we go back and forth with values, and so he knows where we're at, so we don't get into that situation usually. Now, there has been times when assessors have chose to let the state put the increases on, but, you know, that's part of my job. When I took this job, it's, you got to do it. You know, it's not always easy. So people don't necessarily like what the assessor's office does, but I think we treat them with respect, and so they understand it after a while. So usually about April, and then if I don't get called in, then valuation notices go out in May. Otherwise, they could order a hit on a certain subclass of property, like say they need to increase something a certain percent or whatever. But we'll just see. Hopefully we're in compliance, and the last few years we have been. So.
Anything else for Board of Equalization? Hit Lorraine with anything here one last time?
Come on, guys. Give her a hard question.
All right. We will adjourn Board of Equalization 8:41.